I'm a human. And as a human, I eat. I got fucking Maslow's hierarchy of needs going on.
Me too, man. I hate having to get stuff and put shelter over my head. All that stuff requires resources, and resources are hard to come by.
Yeah, man. That's why we have set up a Patreon. So if you enjoy the show and you want to help us stay clothed and clean or whatever the fuck it is humans are supposed to be.
Half of those.
Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. I'll be done with Zelda. The house will be trashed. I will be in sweatpants that I've been wearing for 7 days.
That sounds like a deal that you can't refuse.
How can you refuse this deal? This is We Have Concerns. Deal. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. So bees dying, right?
Yeah, is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Because I remember like a few years ago, we were all panicked about the bees dying, and that was the secret bad worst thing that was going to happen, is the bees were going to die.
Yeah, and then a lot of people reported on it, and it turned out that we don't really, like, nobody really gives a shit. Like, we do, right. but we don't.
Yeah.
We should. We lost about 40% of our bee colonies last year.
That's a lot of bee colonies.
That's a lot of bees, man.
Yeah. We lost 40% of our bee colonies?
40% of our commercial bee colonies. Yeah, lost.
Commercial bee colonies?
Yeah.
But, like, those private bee colonies are fine.
What do you mean about private?
Commercial bee colonies is like bees that we have for
commercial beekeeping is not the same as like, it's not what you're picturing.
It's to harvest their honey and
it is, but like
they still pollinate
that
shit for
anything
us.
Is considered. All of that is considered.
Oh,
like even if I have a box and I'm selling, if I have two colonies in my backyard and I sell my honey. Like, that's kind of commercial, right?
Okay.
So we've lost about, I think it's 40% of commercial. We've lost a huge percentage of the natural ones as well.
They're just dying?
They're just dying. So we need...
That's not good.
We need a plan.
We need a plan to save the bees.
What is the plan? Is the plan to...
Armor them.
To stop...
Give them weapons.
With the pesticides? Is the plan to stop with the... Moving the colonies too much? We should give them weapons.
Education and weapons.
We should give the bees.
Not necessarily in that order.
Us education and then the bees weapons. And then we fight and we see who wins.
Yeah.
An educated human or an armored bee.
Spoiler alert, armored bee.
Armored bee. This is just out of left field. This is like nothing. It's got nothing to do with anything. You like that Black Mirror?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love that Black Mirror.
Black Mirror's great, right?
In fact, there's a bunch of people saying we should do a whole episode on Black Mirror. I was like, well, that's not the show we do.
It's not really what we do.
Every episode we do is about Black Mirror.
Yeah, basically this is Black Mirror the podcast.
It's Black Mirror like stuff they didn't make into a full episode.
Yeah, this is like not enough that you want to throw a special effects budget at it, but like we definitely want to discuss it and be creeped out. So there is an episode of Black Mirror about robotic bees. You remember this?
Robo bees. Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. So what if we did that, says science?
Science is taking ideas from Black Mirror is not a phrase I want you to say.
No. And yet, here we
Although
are.
Although I'd like that San Junipero, please. Can we make that?
Sure. I mean, it's coming.
When the bees die, I want to go to a happier place.
A team at the National Institute of Advanced Industrial Science and Technology in Japan have engineered drones featuring a specially engineered adhesive that can pick up and deposit pollen.
Bee tape?
It's basically a bee tape. It's a tiny drone with double-sided tape that picks up and rubs off pollen.
Wow.
It's a tiny drone pollinator.
Huh. Is it autonomous or do they have to pilot it?
It's autonomous. That's the thing. Huh. These are artificially intelligent.
Well,
we could direct them in theory. We could say, hey, there's not enough pollen over here. There's too much pollen over here.
You know what's happening? Is we're outsourcing the bees, man. It's the same thing. All these bees, all they want is a good job pollinating flowers. Yeah, yeah, maybe there's...
King. I'll tell you what. Gather around, kids 1 through 50,038.
Yeah, Dad!
Your father's got a lesson to teach you.
Oh, Dad, you got honey all over your pants again.
Yeah, because I'm a working bee. There's no shame in having honey all over your pants.
Yeah.
Well, at least I was a working bee.
But you know what? We're millennial bees, and we have a different idea about what work should be.
Yeah?
It should be something you love, and it nourishes you.
Well, guess what?
What?
Guess what pays for you to have those ideas? Your father getting honey all over his pants. Until today.
Yeah, but we
Because they closed down the hive.
They closed down the hive?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, work smarter, not harder, Dad. You know what? We need
I don't even know which one you are, but I hate you the most.
Did they disrupt the hive? Is that what they did with the new technologies?
They did disrupt the hive. They disrupted your father right out of a job.
Yay, no, disruption!
No disruption. They disrupted you right out of your tiny little beast cell phone that you love so much because now we can't afford the bill.
But they got a new one coming out in 3 months, and I need to have that one.
Well, you can't have it.
Because all the apps...
Because a robot took your job.
All the sweet hive apps are going to be on there. Yay, disruption!
No disruption. Here's what's happening. One of the heads of this team, Ijiro Miyako, was walking around his lab, and he found, like, this decade-old bottle of sticky gel.
What?
Like, he was cleaning out his lab, and he was like...
Decade-old bottle of sticky gel.
Yeah, like, they just have, like, fucking Peter Parker web fluid, like, hanging out. Like, he's just working in a fucking science place. So, like, oh, shit, look at this, like, weird sticky gel that we still have.
That's not the fresh sticky gel that I made last week.
No. This is some old-ass sticky gel.
Oh, okay. Well, you can use that then.
Some of that old-ass...
Do whatever you want with it.
This is some of that old-ass sticky-icky gel.
Yeah, you can rub that all up on your drones if you want.
Yeah. It's an ionic liquid gel. It's basically complex molecules joined together in long chains and has optimal stickiness. This is just something from
stickiness.
This is just from a 10-year-old experiment. Turns out it has optimal stickiness to pick up pollen grains.
Wow.
To pick up Colin Hanks.
To get Colin Hanks?
To pick up Colin Hanks.
Oh, wow.
Come on, Colin Hanks.
this sticky gel will pick up Colin Hanks. You want to have a fun afternoon with Colin Hanks? Buy our sticky gel.
Please get me. I just want to be off your back.
Colin, you're delightful.
I mean, a wife and children.
I know you do. But you know what? You're delightful. I love you on that show that you're on now.
Shut the fuck up, Colin Hanks. We're going to the boardwalk.
Hey, be nice to Colin Hanks.
Yeah, be nice to me. Also, let me off of your back.
Also, will you introduce us to your dad?
Wow. So basically, they put it on this like 2-inch remote controlled drone. They glued animal hair to the bottom of the drone and then covered the hair in the sticky gel.
Wow.
Like horse hair.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they were just like, fly, you fucker. And they had it buzz some flowers and then like buzz some other flowers.
This lab is amazing.
And this They're is like the best
what do we
lab.
Got? What do we got? I got fucking some horse hair. All right, stick it on. What else we got? This is like 10-year-old bottle of something over here. Yeah. Use that.
Professor Ijiro, welcome to the Rube Goldberg Institute for the Betterment of Humanity.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. I've heard very, very good things.
The first thing we have to do is get a picture of you for your ID badge. Please step on this seesaw.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. That egg, it's really rolling. Oh, okay. Ooh, a little chicken face that's pecking at something. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Oh. At what point do I smile? Oh, there's a lot of marbles. There's a lot of marbles rolling down
that. We can't really predict when it's going to be done, so just keep smiling.
Okay. All right.
It was supposed to hit that teddy. Could you just this once, could you just knock that teddy bear?
Oh, sure.
Just a little, just...
Okay, there you go. Oh! Whoa, look at that! An axe! Oh, cutting a rope! Oh, my goodness! Oh, I wasn't ready. Can we do that again?
Sure, it'll just take us 3.5 hours to set it up. now their plan is, they controlled this drone, this first one.
Oh, okay.
But now they're like, hey... We could create smaller ones, autonomous ones. Mm-hmm. We could have 100,000 of these things, right? Flying around
right.
Where there used to be honeybees or where we've lost a large percentage of our pollinators. And
this seems highly inefficient to me. I mean, I know the bees are efficient, like nature figured that out. But is there not better way to pollinate than to literally just create robot bees?
Yeah.
There is?
What?
Is there not a better way?
Yeah, I mean, there is. The better way, according to a lot of people who have read this paper, especially people within the academic community, is like, hey, fucks, shouldn't we save these bees?
Yeah.
Here's the problem. The idea is if we start replacing these pollinators to keep up with the deficit of bees that we're losing, we will focus less on saving the bees. Right? Because...
Yeah,
we will not
resources
be,
into robot bees.
We will not be feeling the effects of losing these bees.
You know what robot bees can pollinate? Robot flowers. Let's just make it all robot, all the way down.
Do you remember the episode of Speed Racer? Where, probably not, right? I'm seeing in your face, probably not.
I wish I could say yes, but...
There's an episode of Speed Racer where they go into like this rich guy's house, and in his house is like a secret like back area. And in that secret back area is an entire robotic garden with like robotic animals and stuff. And he's like keeping like a robot version of his daughter who died in there.
Oh
yeah. It's fucking dope. Speed Racer's dope. Wow. And that's the first thing that this made me think of is like, yeah, there's a domino effect of replacing animals with robots that is definitely going to happen with this thing.
Wow.
Yeah. I could also be remembering that episode of Speed Racer wrong. It's been a long time.
Does sound good though.
It's so good, right?
I just feel like this is a. I don't know. I mean, I guess you say, well, the bees are going. We could replace the bees with robot bees with the horsehair and glue. But man, it just feels like a lot of work.
Well, it is a lot of work, and it's also highly, highly, highly expensive.
Well, yeah, not just all that horsehair is not going to pay for itself.
No way. Every time you try to get that horsehair, that like, you get kicked.
Oh, you don't want to approach the horsehair from the back.
No, I mean a major part of the problem is tiny autonomous robots are still not inexpensive.
Right.
Like we tend to think of like the tiny handheld drones that you buy at the mall or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, those are cheap. Those are like 20, 30 bucks. Those are not autonomous in really much in any way. We're talking about something that needs to react to information. It needs to be like a distributed intelligence. All these beads need to know where they're needed, need to know where they need to go. And they need to be impervious to the weather. We need to be able to lose these things as often as bee drones die. Right?
This is a terrible plan.
This is a bad plan. It's a cool plan. Now, it's a bad plan.
I mean, it's cool. You're not wrong about that. The idea that we're losing 40% of commercial bees. I mean, I don't have any data in front of me. But I'm guessing, wildly speculating, that 40% of bees is a goddamn shit ton of bees. It's like millions? Millions of bees?
God, probably billions, right? Bees are small.
Bees are not lazy.
Bees are like...
They do a lot of work.
Bees are like half the size of my dog.
Your dog is the big...
Quarter?
The bees are very tiny.
How small is a bee?
A bee is like...
Like a Phantom 4? A Mavic.
What
is a bee? How small is a bee?
You know, like a wasp. You know a wasp? Or no. like a you know, like a hornet?
Green hornet? no, I think it's probably, yes.
We need millions probably, of robots.
I would say it's probably hundreds of millions.
To do the work of a bee. A bee is not a lazy thing. It does a lot of work.
Yeah, that's literally all a bee does.
To have this thing, and then... Somebody has to oversee it, I guess, and power them. And this is a stupid plan.
The bees got to recharge at night.
All to pollinate some flowers? Like, come on. Let's just save the bees.
Let's just save the bees, you guys.
Weaponize them.
Now.
Educate them.
Some people are pointing out that maybe the loss of the bees isn't as devastating as it's being reported. Which, like, come on. They're a major pollinator. But people are saying, like, hey, there have been studies. The honeybee is just one of 20,000 species of bees.
Oh.
And it's just one of 200,000 species of pollinators.
When you put it like that.
Non-bee species like ants and flies also pollinate things.
Okay. Fuck the bees.
But like, fuck them, right?
Yeah. Fuck those bees.
So we could replace one pollinator with a robot, right?
This is a terrible plan.
It's not a slippery slope. I know you're thinking to yourself, this is a slippery slope. Because first we replace one pollinator and then we start replacing. Yeah. But listen, Jeff, nah, we won't do that.
No?
Nah, I promise.
Okay.
We just want robot honeybees.
You know what would actually make this a lot easier?
Bees weren't dying?
Well, yeah, there's that. But also, what if the robot bee could get with another robot bee and then just create more of itself.
Oh, self-replicating robots.
Yeah, and then they also didn't have to be controlled. They were autonomous.
Yeah, artificially intelligent.
Right.
And self-replicating.
Right, and they, you know, and they like just sort of learned on their own too.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they
yeah.
could figure out what needed to be done.
Machine learning, like fuzzy logic.
And also just like lived together and had their own sort of organizational structure inside a structure that they create.
Oh, like a hive. Like they would create their own hive.
Yeah, yeah.
What if they were cute and fuzzy?
Yeah, organic. Wouldn't it be better if they were organic?
If they were like organic machines.
Yeah, organic machines that are.
Why don't we just try to fucking save the honeybee?
We should save the honeybees, man.
Why don't we just, like, how many stories do we have to read about the honey? I don't know, probably a million. How many stories have we had to read about the fucking ice caps?
Yeah.
Before, it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's whatever. We're just gonna kill the earth. Fine. Kill the earth, replace it with a robot.
Robot Earth.
Make a fucking Unicron. That's
fine. There you go. Robot Earth.
Robo Earth. Cybertron. Unicron. Which they're from Cybertron.
From Cybertron.
Unicron. But Unicron was a planet.
Unicron was the living planet.
Yeah.
Cybertron.
Orson Welles.
What?
It was voiced by Orson Welles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't make me think I'm crazy.
No, you are, though.
Orson Welles was in a Transformers movie, and nothing can take that away from us.
It's true. Not
nothing
even
can
bees.
Change history and make it so Orson Welles wasn't in a Transformers
what if
movie.
Robot bees turned into VW bugs.
Turned into little cars.
Little VW bugs.
Yeah.
And then what would you call them? You'd call them bumblebees. What probably, you call them, Anthony?
I'd probably call them by their serial number designation because there are so many of them.
Bumblebee is what you would call them.
So, how much do you think these tiny little bees
cost a lot more than I want to spend on bumblebees.
It's basically if we build them in bulk, it's $100 a bee.
Motherfucker, we can't. This thing doesn't scale. This plan doesn't scale.
Jeff, we only need a few million of them.
My God,
Jeff, we only need a few million of these $100 robot bees that are gonna break all the time.
They're gonna constantly be broken and not pollinate.
It's gonna rain and it's gonna fuck up like half of these bees.
Oh man, they can only pollinate stuff when it's not raining.
The wind is gonna
or
pick
moist
up
in the air.
Another animal's gonna swat at them. Oh, they're gonna get hit by cars. Any way a bee could die, this bee could die. And they only cost $100 right. each.
So the bees are dying. Let's make another thing that is as fragile as bees.
Just fucking giant fans in the Arctic, robot bees.
God damn it. I like it when you reference an episode that no one will hear.
What are you talking about? We recorded that one first.
Did we?
Yeah.
I think that's the one we lost.
No.
Yes.
You're right. We lost that episode. Anyway, the guy wants to cool the Arctic with giant fans.
It's
an equally bad idea.
We failed to record.
It's an equally bad idea. All of these things are bad, Jeff.
We have no plans.
We have no plan.
Our plans are terrible plans.
Killing the Earth and maybe build a robot? I don't know.
Oh, man.
It's literally been our plan since like the 50s.
Yeah.
Keep killing the Earth and maybe build a robot. The human race. I would get that on a t-shirt, maybe. Keep killing
good.
The Earth and maybe build a robot. Like a crest.
Yeah.
Like a crest for human beings.
There you go.
Hey, somebody design that crest for us.
It's our house words.
We'll crowdsource that.
There you go.
So, well, that's what would like building these bees. We'll just crowdsource everything until we disrupt the Earth. Guys.
Disruption?
This is bad idea. Do you think it's not bad idea? I am willing to be convinced otherwise. You could tweet at me about it. I'm at A. Carboni.
Everybody's talking about this idea as if it's not a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And I just feel like maybe I'm taking crazy pills.
This is a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea.
I think the reason people like it is they look at a little drone and they painted it black and yellow and they went, oh.
It's the horsehair. Horsehair sounds adorable.
Horsehair does make everything
when
better.
You even think about a little fuzzy tummy drone, like that sounds adorable. Like I'm down.
Yeah.
But like, this is not the plan. You can hashtag those Speed Racer, because I haven't used the Speed Racer hashtag in a long time, and it makes me happy to think about Speed Racer.
Okay.
And hey, guys, you go to that iTunes, giving us a 5-star review.
Well, it helps. You know, it helps to go to the iTunes and review us with the highest possible 5-star rating. It
you
helps.
Done that?
It does help us.
You should do that. Because here's how it helps you, though. We're always saying it helps you. Here's a quantifiable way it helps you. The more 5-star ratings we get and the more reviews we get, the more little pings the little hamster in the wheel at iTunes gets.
Yeah.
And then the hamster runs faster.
Robot hamster.
And pushes us up within our podcast categories and recommends us to more people. And then
they find us.
They find us.
And then those people go, man, this show is so good. I want to become patron. And then the patron money is what actually helps us.
Is what actually keeps us alive.
Yeah.
Is what actually keeps the lights on and keeps us alive. That's
but your
5-star
rating.
That helps.
Yeah.
And it's something you can do. That
That's
doesn't
the
cost anything.
Rube Goldberg way to get us money.
Yeah. The easier way is just to go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns and you actually get a little bit more out of that.
Yeah.
But you do have to give up a couple bucks. And let's face it, Jeff and I are trash. You're really going to give us a couple bucks?
We lost an entire episode.
We lost two. I think we lost two.
Did we?
I don't want to talk about it. We need money to get better recorder. Goodbye.